This is the Team Builders Podcast, building better teams.
Welcome back to the Team Builders Podcast. My name is Jonathan, and along with my two wonderful co-directors, Jerry and Stephen, this podcast explores excellence and high performance in teams and the way in which team building and engagement can positively impact on that pursuit. We bring over 20 years of team building experience, delivering hundreds of corporate team engagements every year across the UK and beyond. If you're looking for practical insights and inspiration to help you build a stronger team, you've come to the right place.
This is the Team Builders Podcast with Stephen Haseley, Jerry Crowley, and Jonathan Haseley.
You're listening to the Team Builders Podcast. We bring over 20 years of team building experience, delivering hundreds of corporate engagement events every year across the UK and beyond. If you're looking for some practical insight and inspiration to help you build stronger teams, then you're in the right place with us. I'm joined by my two co-directors, Jerry and Stephen, and today we're talking about engagement. Because when it comes to team building, a key factor of success is not how many people turn up or how good it looks, but how engaged your team were with the event and the outcomes that you went to achieving. Jerry, Stephen, very glad to have you here. Looking forward to this week's episode.
Jonathan, wonderful intro. Looking forward to this session. And I'm fresh back from a golf trip with your good self.
Yes.
Some nice team bonding and excellent golf in Ireland. So I'm pumped for this and look forward to what's going to come on our plate.
I'm glad you had excellent golf. I saw some of that, but not much of it.
He's lying, folks.
Yeah. Stephen, how are you?
Jonathan, I'm not as fresh as Jerry, obviously. A little bit jaded, travelling around the country, a lot of events, a lot of activities, which has been delightful to deliver. But I guess that's the Costco of success.
Oh, man. You're slipping them in wonderfully well, Stephen. I like that. Okay, gents. So, listen, I've got a small intro here to kind of kick off our discussion points and really around the success of what a team engagement event looks like, how you can measure that, and how maybe lots of our customers go about measuring the success of what they set out to do whenever they put together their conference or their team building session. So often it's easy to judge, you know, an event that you plan based on how few mistakes there are, or how smoothly it all runs, or maybe how nice the venue is, or how good the food was, et cetera, et cetera. But really, you know, when businesses go to creating these kind of events and these kind of sessions, that's not the value that they're looking for. The value that they're looking for is all about how much they can engage their team with their message and how much they can send their team back to the business with that message in mind, ready to deliver, you know, in the next phase of their journey. So in this episode, I was really keen to explore why participation and engagement matters so much in these team building and team engagement sessions. What does it tell you about your team? How can you re-reflect on that? Maybe mix things up to make sure that your team are fully involved, fully engaged, and give thought to all members and all energies of your team. And also, how can leaders create an environment where everyone feels that they're really able to contribute and take part in that session? So hopefully that tees us off. I'm going to hopefully reflect on some, you know, recent events that we've delivered and would encourage you both to do so. But Jerry, maybe to kick us off, you know, how do we go about designing sessions that involve everyone, that relate to all audiences? And again, we work with businesses across industry. There are, you know, some very high level retail, there are down to, you know, oil and gas, yeah, lots of people involved with safety, some people pharmaceutical. So how do we, you know, design sessions that would reflect and work for all audiences?
Yes, well, that's a deep question, but
yeah, sorry, a long one to start with.
I think it comes down to maybe a couple of points in it, and Stephen can jump in here when I roll it out, but I think having engagement programs that are role-based is a great place for positivity and a great standpoint, because if there's different roles to play in that experience, then that allows different people to play different roles.
Sure.
So it shouldn't always be about who can think laterally, who can be a bit more agile. Perhaps it's more about expertise, like finance maybe involved in it, a strategy involved in it, planning and active involvement. I think that's a great place to start with how you do it. And then you're also dealing with businesses that have engaged people and then actively engaged people and then disengaged people. And that's a natural place for any of the businesses that we work with who have people employed in these different levels. And I could say our job isn't to fix that issue. Our job is to try and engage the people into trying those skills and pushing themselves forward a little bit more in a safer environment than in the office,
yeah,
which sometimes ladders matter. If you're the manager, if you're the manager's manager, if you're not, what you can, what you can't say. And at times when we start off with our experiences, you see people in the back seat who want to say something, but they look and they say, oh, that's my supervisor, there's that manager, I'll just maybe just take my time here. But with a little bit of encouragement from us to point out that, you know, this is free rein, you can say whatever you like, let me have a listen. And then you help them edge in. That can help the business enormously because it gives those people a little bit more confidence in a safe environment. And we see that rolling out Yeah, very successful.
For sure. Yeah, because often, Stephen, it's not just the loudest voices that have the right answers.
I think it's never, or rarely is it the boss's role to come up with the right answers, but it is part of the boss's role in our events, activities and experiences and in business to wrangle all the best ideas and put them forward to get a solution to whatever the challenges or the problems might be. And that, as Jay said, gives free rein to people that are in the room on that day to try and express themselves in the way that they can be successful and productive themselves with their small team and their wider team, whether that's competitive or collaborative.
And what role do you find, you know, often we get asked the question by senior team members or perhaps, you know, business owners that have organised these sessions, should I take part? Should I not take part? Will I be in a team? Will I, you know, step back and observe? We get all of that type of thing. How do you, you know, tend to answer those questions, or how do you feel that the leader really plays their part in encouraging as much participation and getting the outcomes that they want as best as possible from those sessions?
I think it would be unnatural for a leader or any participant in the events to hamstring themselves unnecessarily and step back and just observe. And that also kind of makes me think that people feel they're being judged externally. Whereas when an employer, CEO, whatever you want to call them, is involved and engaged, they come across as a real person with fears and doubts and silly ideas sometimes.
Or might not have all the answers.
Absolutely. Rarely do they have the right answer. Yeah. But they listen carefully and they pick up on some of the small nuances of some what people are saying and doing, and they can take that from being potentially a crazy idea to a very successful, simple solution. So they take the easiest things and make them short-term wins as well. And that's a great skill of any leader. And I have seen many, many times where the organizer, the boss, the CEO has involved and engaged and learned a lot about themselves and their leadership style and how they can learn from the people that are in the room. No matter what age, what gender, what role, how long they've been there, they can pick up a lot on those people and the energy they have to find solutions.
That sends a good message, doesn't it? Yeah. You know, from the outset, that the CEO is as involved or as bought into this experience as everybody
and
else.
As human. Yeah. They're going to make mistakes. That's cool.
Yeah.
Just looking at it from a different angle, because I think you're more on the money there, but sometimes the boss steps back for their own benefit so they can see what other people are offering when they'll offer it. But that comes across as
being judged or
not being involved. So I think being a little bit open with them, saying, I want to see what you guys got to do what this team's got to do, show me. I think that's probably a nicer way to approach it from their point of view. But they're obviously nervous for everything that Stephen mentioned there. I think it's good. And also, when he was speaking there, it's good and bad. It's bad because it's not normal, and it's good because it gives them a chance to see the success.
Yeah, for sure. No, I appreciate that and the choice that you make. I do think that I can count multiple times, even just recently, where, you know, senior members of a team would come and say to us, oh, by being able to take part, I didn't recognise that she was so, you know, involved, or that this person was so, you know, creative and da-da-da. And I think that they, you know, by not standing on the periphery, they often get the opportunity to learn more about their team and, you know, especially. And again, I'm not necessarily saying, I do agree, Jerry, that there are some events where those senior team members, they like to, you know, overview everything, but it sends the wrong message to just walk out the room and go, right, here's your 2 hours, crack on. Yeah, I'll
do what I say and not do what I do.
Yes.
I think that's a great leadership example.
I was at an event recently and the CEO stayed in the room, just what you were saying there. Yep. And he was a big presence. You know, it was about, there was like 140 people there. And he stayed with me and walked around, absorbed everything in. And then when it was over, he took the mic from me and he said, just before we do the finale, I'd like to point out a few things. And he spoke about people in the audience. But what inspired him, what he thought he didn't know. And I thought that this person knows
his team and his.
Yeah, he knows. That's why he's the big man, you know, in that moment. I learned something from him there.
Yeah, for sure.
I thought by doing that, he showed them that the winning and the losing was irrelevant.
Yes.
The performance was everything. I even felt it and I was like, oh, is there?
The winner is. Give him a job. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So listen, obviously, you know, leaders play a big role then in encouraging participation from their teams and from their individuals throughout those team sessions. What other tips or tools do we use to ensure that we can encourage engagement from everybody across, you know, sectors and industries and even across positions within their own teams?
Yeah, I think that we don't just rock up with a box, dump it on a table, walk away and go, there you go, that's what you paid for. We're engaged with them and we want them to get success, whatever that might mean. And that means that we run the event with them and we facilitate it to try and overcome some of the challenges potentially they have. A lot of that is about planning, leadership, strategy, communication. And so we will listen and almost play along with them without giving them answers, but we'll play along with them to open up the audience in the team environment to be able to express themselves and be able to produce the best performance for themselves, their table, and whatever the room holds. Because it's all about, for us, that the competition isn't in the room. Competition is out with the room.
Yeah.
And that's always about having your competitive edge and listening to your team and seeing what is the most effective solutions for going forward.
And I think what we do great and what's special about us is we coach the teams through.
Yes.
We don't set them a challenge and go, ha-ha,
yep.
You know, the answer was on a piece of paper under your chair. You know, we make it easy.
That sounds like a cool game.
Let me just check under my chair. Oh, tickets for...
And we play full out. You know, we get, like Stephen said, we get fully into it. You know, we lead from the off.
Yes.
And we don't...
Set the example.
Yeah, and we're not fool makers.
Yeah.
We are inclusive. No. And I do sometimes, we often say, if you can't stand up, do. If don't, stay where you are. If you don't want to get involved in the challenge, if you like, or the experience, we'd like you to cheer on your teammates because you're here.
Yes.
And I think that goes down a long way. But I definitely, like I tell all our team, coach mentality, you know, not gotcha mentality.
One thing I recognise, Jerry, a lot, you know, nowadays in particular, is the measure or the effort that these organisations that we're working with go towards measuring how engaged their staff are, not just in day-to-day life, but or, you know, day-to-day working life, but in those sessions and after those sessions, and particularly how well were you able to engage with the message that we're trying to deliver. You know, we have a lot of these organizations that we work with, recent ones. I'm thinking, you know, we have NatWest Group, we have Diageo,
BAE Systems, I think was one of the systems. I remember reading.
Yes, indeed, yeah, where they take time and effort straight after those sessions to share
engagement score.
Yeah, survey and engagement score, for want of a better word, and how much importance they place in them. Have you seen a big uptick in that across the board?
Yeah, you know, it's true. And I think 2 years ago, I didn't see it. That's how recent it kind of is.
Yeah.
I was speaking to somebody yesterday, and we're doing an event for them today, and they mentioned that the survey score after what he described was his away day meeting.
Yeah, sure.
Including our session, and that our score was up around like 90% or something. And he didn't say that's why he was doing it again. He said because they were so engaged, that's why he's doing it again.
Yes.
And he felt that it wasn't just a week, a month, it was a couple of months, 3-4 months down the line that people were like referencing, oh, remember I gave you this, and you tried to reference in the experience that we gave them.
Yeah.
So I think that's like, it's great to have that, actually.
For sure. Well, by getting that feedback from the people that were part of it, it gives you empirical evidence to go, this is why we did it. This is why we invested effort, money. Yes, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, we want to do more of that. I think that it's a big tell for, and particularly, again, I'm thinking of organisations that we work with where they use that as part of their recruitment strategy, Stephen. You know, some of these organisations that we have just mentioned, you know, we're often delivering sessions for their early talent or new recruits, you know, graduates and interns and apprentices, or, you know, just new teams that are being formed. And I think they use it as a tool to say, look how great it is to come work for our business, because look at all these engagement scores from our recent conferences, sessions, etc.
And I think that it's not just about the result on that afternoon or on that day, it's the process to go through from start to finish. And again, I sometimes feel it's difficult to get that across to a new customer when we talk about potentially things like big picture or beat the box. This is the result you'll get from it. I think we have to be more focused with them, with the new client, on the process people will go through and show them asset examples of what people got out of it. Getting up off their chair, getting involved, talking to each other, expressing themselves. Then there's a result, but the result comes after maybe 2 or 3 hours of effort, fun, enjoyment, collaboration. And we saw that recently with the big event that we did, that the managers set the task. They didn't walk out of the room, but they were, as you would say, on the periphery. But as the event went on, they got more and more and more engaged, couldn't stop themselves. And that was great because they got caught up in the whole process of the fun, the engagement, the collaboration, because they wanted everybody in the room to feel like a winner. And that's how it played out.
Yeah.
And there was an empirical result at the end of it of how engaged people actually were. It was measurable.
Yeah.
And if it's measurable, then you can improve.
I think that's important, isn't it? Because, you know, often they're in their third, fourth, fifth year of planning something like this, but they've never had something like us, or they've never done a session that's slightly different, and they need to be able to prove that it was worth it.
Yeah, they're judged.
And again, a lot of the times they come to us and say, oh, you know, we've been struggling to, or last year people wrote that it was boring, or that we didn't really get the message across or whatever, and they come to us with their problem is less about the team building part, in air quotes. I know you're listening to this, so you can't see my air quotes. but the team building part, and more about the fact that they just need to change it up and they need to be able to deliver something that's in a different way.
Impactful,
and how can we... And then again, that's where I often think, you know, I refer to us much more now as a team engagement organization than necessarily a team building company, because that's the thing that people ask us for. We need to engage our team with our message. Sure. How can you help us that? And we do that through a gamified experience.
Yeah. Just jump back a small bit, because you're talking about the engagement scores. I took a call recently and they said, the last time we did it, you scored 67% engagement on your session. I was like, oh my goodness. I felt that that wasn't very...
Yeah,
that's
true,
not the best score I've ever heard. Mm-hmm. And I paused a wee bit and said, oh no, that is phenomenal. We scored 22% in our session.
Like, all right. We killed it.
Yeah, I said, last year, whoever we're working with, they got like 26%. So... filled me up, and they actually wanted to move forward into a different level. So they were, you know, more focused on building the team, their HR business.
Yeah.
But I think it's because their team, like you mentioned, they're judged on that performance.
Yes.
You know, their job demands that they move the engagement scores northwards.
Absolutely.
Which I mean, if you're on 22%, you're going.
Yeah, you're hoping you're going up the way.
Very little to fall.
But just the impact when I saw 67, that this is not going to go well.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, and Stephen, you know, listen, we recognise even, you know, during and mid-events how engaged team members can be and how that's a big change to the organisation. I'm referring to one that we just delivered recently. We had around 120 young apprentices as part of this manufacturing organisation. They, you know, these kids, for want of a better word, spend half their time in college, half their time learning their trade at this amazing organisation. And yeah, they did an event where they wanted to talk about their team values and their vision and all those kind of good things. And, you know, the recognition in the room of how engaged they were in that session versus perhaps everything else was a stark contrast.
Yeah, I think when you say kids, I would say that some of them are exposed to death by PowerPoint, and also they're very used to a school and a college situation where they're being lectured to.
Yeah.
You're trying to force some sense into their brain. Whereas with our engagement, they open up their brain and their mouth and they get engaged. And the organiser on that occasion, I think it was 120 people, was so enchanted by it because, yeah, he got caught up with the energy that was in the room and everyone really absolutely going for it and enjoying it. You know, and there's nothing wrong with enjoying your day for whatever that value brings out of it. And definitely for the younger generation, you know, it was great to get them engaged, get them off their phone, get them away from using Siri for all the answers, use their own brain for some of the solutions and be creative. And that created a real buzz in the work environment where people from loads of different departments are coming in because they heard the noise and got caught up in the experience as well. And again, the result was great, as it always is, but I felt, particularly in this particular event with young, very young people, the process was so engaging, so inspiring for me to see young people playing full out, really getting a lot out of it, and them realising it was time well spent for the long-term development of themselves and hopefully the workplace as well.
Our organiser very kindly sent across some of the feedback, specific feedback that the individuals had made on that day. So I thought I'd read a few of them because I think it connects really well. Again, these are from the people that actually, you know, took part in the session itself.
Yeah.
What you did was Animate. This person said, through Animate, I had one of the most engaging and creative experiences throughout this week. It was highly valuable and made me feel valued as a team member and furthered my skills in communication and collaboration. Other quotes included, I gained great team skills working with people I haven't worked with regularly before, and it taught me how to adapt as a team, work as a team, and get the job done. And another really nice thing, I really liked the creative thinking around us and our behaviours, and thought it was a really engaging and unique way to complete this activity. So some of those nice feedbacks really do make a difference, and it shows you that those people were engaged with their session and, you know, took something from it and hopefully take something from it going forward.
Yeah. Job satisfaction.
100%. Yeah, exactly. Well, that seems like as good a place to end as ever. Any other points or things you want to add, gents?
No, I think we did really well there. Yeah, it's always great to talk about things. It also gets your own brain back into the focus for your own teams too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Listen, yeah, gents, thanks so much for being here this morning on the Team Builders Podcast. Wonderful to chat to you again. For all those listening, thank you so much. We really hope you enjoyed it. If you're looking for more insights, ideas, and inspiration to help your team thrive, head over to our website. It's teamchallenge-company.co.uk. And be sure to follow us on social media. You can see lots of interaction there. Thanks so much again, and we'll see you next time on the Team Builders Podcast. Thanks so much for listening to that episode of the Team Builders Podcast. For more insights, ideas, and inspiration, head to teamchallenge-company.co.uk or follow us on social media. We would love to engage with you there. For everything else, we look forward to catching you again on the Team Builders Podcast.